in the limelight.
Today, the malign behavior of the U.S. is firmly countered by the people of West Asia and throughout the world, as is evident in Latin America and other places. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Kayhan International staff writer. This article is published under the heading U.S. Hurtling Headlong into Self-Destruction. Stay tuned for more. It is an undeniable fact that the U.S. is hurtling headlong into disaster through its criminal policies against the rest of the world on the assumption that it will hold the entire planet as hostage to its devilish desires. It definitely cannot. Sooner than later, the state terrorism of Washington is bound to boomerang with a terrible result that, God willing, will see the end of history's most evil empire. When the leader of the Islamic Revolution points out that the former and the current presidents of the U.S. have joined hands to ruin whatever is left of their country's reputation, it is a reality. Thanks to the guidelines of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Iran and its officials stand steadfast against the intricate plots of the U.S. that cover not just media and diplomatic aggression, but spread into the spheres of economy, politics, security, and culture in the vain hope of deceiving the Islamic Republic. The fact that Washington has failed to bend the indomitable will of Tehran over the past 4 decades, in spite of intensity of its plots, is a firm testimony to the resolve of the Iranians to thwart hegemony, as well as a proof that the United States is on the decline. If the scoundrel Donald Trump of the Republican regime had axed the U.S. feet while in power at the White House for 4 years, it is now crystal clear that the present Democrat regime headed by Joe Biden and his bled vision of realities is sawing the branch on which Uncle Sam has chosen to sit. He is pursuing the same self-destructive policies of his predecessor. Regarding Iran, its steadily growing scientific technological progress and the will of West Asia's awakened masses who, in opposition to the ruthless ruling regimes and their treason against Islam and Muslims, are fully determined to rid the region of not only the unwanted military presence of the Americans, but the illegal existence in Palestine of the racist terrorist entity called Israel. This explains the frenzied efforts of the U.S. and some of its clients in the Persian Gulf to grant a sort of legitimacy to the illegal Zionist entity throughout diplomatic ties and military and security cooperation. It is obvious they will not succeed in their nefarious designs, as is evident by their debacle in Yemen, before that in Syria and Iraq, and Iran has cautioned these regimes of their folly of dalliance with Israel, along with subservience to the U.S., which will only accelerate their own downfall. It was the triumph of the Islamic Revolution in Iran these days in 1979 that changed the political equations of the Muslim Ummah, if not the entire world. Today, the malign behavior of the U.S. is firmly countered by the people of West Asia and throughout the world, as is evident in Latin America and other places. American provocations against Russia and China, respectively in Ukraine and Taiwan, are bound to backfire with disastrous consequences for the U.S. regime and its comrades in crimes against world people.